trouble, they'll say our name. We're not that bad, kind of okay. We'll help out, but only for pay. Heroes of mediocrity.
All right, so it's time for another moment of mediocrity.
Moment of mediocrity.
A moment of mediocrity. So today we got me, Brian.
And Jason.
And Matt. I'm joining in for the first time.
And everybody else decided to go upstairs and stay upstairs and play Cards Against Humanity. So we're just going to do this, just the three of us.
Yep. Let's just go through everything that happened, which not that much actually happened.
No, well, a lot happened, but not a lot at the
productive.
Same time.
Nothing productive.
I like it that way. you guys met Arcanon.
He was on board with the plan to stop Yarel. And we had to prove ourselves, fight the Minotaur guys, and then Yarel gave...
No, not Yarel.
Not Yarel. Arcanon. Arcanon gave...
Katja.
The magic...
Brass knuckles.
Yeah.
Magic knuckles. So you guys had to find a way to get on the ship, so a couple of you had to dress like girls.
Yeah.
That was pretty freaking awesome.
Little old ladies, that was awesome.
I was trying to get my hands on the wish spell from the magic shop.
Yeah, there's...
I'd like for you to explain the wish spell, because I don't exactly know what it is.
Wish spell
is the most powerful spell in the
game. It's like a level 9 spell, which is like the highest you can get.
I was going to use the epic coin to cast it.
Wish is the mightiest spell a mortal creature can cast. By simply speaking aloud, you can alter the very foundations of reality in accord with your desires. So yeah, there's like a page, it's like almost a full page.
So he could have basically, you could have done a lot of damage.
I was going to.
And he had a plan to use the epic coin to make it a guaranteed hit.
I was gonna fuck up the whole game.
Yeah.
If I had wish, we would not have been finishing this campaign.
What would you have done with wish?
I don't know exactly. I had a bunch of ideas for stuff I could do with wish. It depends, because, if I was playing Varius as an evil character, I could have, wished that he didn't lose the fight as the Necromancer. And then just fucked everything up.
So that was pretty crazy.
That was good.
Oh, the Diet Dr. Pepper cream soda?
Yeah.
They're not bad. There's one that's like cream soda and something else too, isn't there?
Not probably. I tried those and I liked them. But yeah, I was going to use a witch to do some crazy fucking shit with it. I was going to use that's what I was saving the epic coin for.
I did enjoy the part though where the shopkeeper decided to just handle her business and then Isaac smarts off and gets blighted. That was kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, he was purposely sitting there going through all the spells because he's got it all on his phone. He was trying to find a way around Varius not being able to get the wish or not being able to attack. So, fuck it. I'm going to let him take some damage for this. And, I wasn't sure what else to do with...
I didn't think you'd let me get wish after the first time. I could have hung around and tried to break into her shop in the middle of the night and try to steal it, but I feel like that would have been a whole thing that would have led to nowhere, so I gave up on that.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have been completely opposed to it, but it would have had to been pretty epic for you to be able to get that fucking spell.
Fuck yes. Steal wish and just ruin the game.
And, when Isaac was going up there and, and coming to find you, and I thought he was going to try to help you.
Yeah.
I thought there was a chance, but then, like, you took off, and Isaac was stuck there. So
I don't know. She was, like, a powerful wizard. I didn't know what else she could do. I'm like, fuck this. She already countered Blight and cast Mirror Image. The whole fucking thing.
Yeah. It definitely wasn't going to be easy.
That was, like, the whole first part. Just us in the town talking to Arcanon, getting Wish, and or not getting Wish, trying to get Wish, and then we got the disguises, and then we went on the boat. Got on the boat.
Yep.
And let's talk about getting on the boat. I mean, second game in a row, epic blanket forts.
Yeah. Go to blanket fort the second time. Met John again. Reoccurring NPC.
Yeah, he very well could be. Now he's a ship captain. A trader ship captain.
That's the least we could have done
for after everything you guys put him through.
After the bondage and the kidnapping.
The repeat bondage.
Bondage again.
John's going to be the one with PTSD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had no idea where you were planning on going with the whole killing fucking...
I don't know. I knew after, like, the other murders, like, this is just going to be a thing where I'm just going to keep doing weird, crazy shit until I die.
I didn't know if them guys were actually going to kill you or not.
Oh, no, they
did. Bridget had enough.
Yeah,
she was like, nope, it's over.
I'm spending like 50 minutes a game doing weird shit. Like, they've got to stop me at some point.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't expect you to get yourself killed.
I did. After my plan, after we was back on the boat the second time and it was the same boat, I didn't think I was going to survive this no matter what. I'm going to do something fucking weird in the ship and I'm not going to live. The only way we would have gotten through that is if you guys, like, was, like, not good guys. Yeah. And, like, decided to, like, actually steal the boat.
Honestly, I think if I would have been there, I probably would have wanted to steal the boat and go home. I don't know if I want you as captain. Captain's
out. I just wasn't sure any of us were captain material.
No. No, I'm sure somebody could have stepped up, though.
Yeah, died again. You guys are talking about how many times I've died in the game. I've come close several times. I think one time, before we started recording the games, Bridget was DMing, and I got... it was on some kind of magic island or something, and some unicorn trapped me in sand or something.
Yeah, she basically just... had the earth eat you or some shit.
Yeah, but then later she, like, spitting back out.
Yeah.
So I survived that. And then I got trapped in the mirror that one time. Because I fought the... We got into, like, a magical mirror and we had to fight evil versions of ourselves, except I was evil, so it was a good version of me. And then
I remember that.
And then I died there, too. But then we ended up switching back after a while. Yeah. So, like, the good one was the one walking around outside. But that only lasted, like, a little bit. And then we switched back. And then I died when you were playing Vlad, and Vlad killed him with the thing.
The Club of Awesomeness.
Yeah.
Club no, awesomeness. Wasn't it? Or was it the letter opener?
You killed him with the letter opener.
I think I could grab you with the letter letter opener.
Right. What did the letter opener?
The letter opener gave health to everybody else that it didn't hurt.
No.
And then I revived him for the Necromancer campaign as the main antagonist. He was somebody, some fanatic had believed his exaggerated stories and found his body and buried it in the undead land. What was that place called? Fellwood?
Fellwood.
Where the undead live,
yeah.
And the magics of Fellwood revived him as an undead, and then he journeyed to Northrim, where he became a harvester, and then he became the main antagonist of that game, and then he was beaten then by Vlad and the party, but he didn't die, and then he had amnesia, and that's how he came back this time, until he got his memories back, and he was super evil again.
So now I'd say you're pretty much gone unless you're going to revive your head.
Yeah.
Your head's floating around out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Take the head, revive the head, put it on a different body.
The head would be funny, but no.
So you going to roll a new character, or are you going to roll one of your old ones?
The only old character I have left is the monk with the astral arms or whatever.
Yeah.
And I could bring him back. I'll decide before the next game.
Are you going to be evil or?
Oh, probably.
That's like the only fun way to play.
If I'm not, then like, who's going to be evil?
Somebody's got to be
evil. Then we're just following the quest. Like,
who wants to just follow the quest?
I want
to
like just play the game.
Be heroes. Why would you want to be a hero?
I don't want to contribute to the game.
Why is it he seems to teeter on the edge when he starts drinking too much? So.
Yeah.
The monk was evil when I played him. But I guess I could play him as more of a chaotic neutral. I'll decide for the next game. I don't know what class I want to pick yet for the next one. I'm not going to play...
Yeah, I think you should roll something different. But
I'm not going to play Paladin or Druid or Ranger. I don't know. Are you a fighter? You're a fighter right now? Wyzik's a fighter?
Yes, Wyzik is a fighter.
That uses a bow.
Yes, that uses a bow.
Fighters, you can use bows, I think. That's one of the specializations.
And yeah. I do much better than Raylan.
Much better than Raylan. I am going to go with Raylan is going to be an old lady now.
That was far funnier.
That right? Has lost his genitalia.
Yeah, he already lost his genitalia. Yeah. And now he got hit with blight off of a counterspell that made him actually old. And then he was acting all decrepit and stuff like an old lady. So I think he should have to stick with it.
An old lady character is a really funny idea.
That is a funny idea. I don't know how long it would be funny. I think it would get old quick.
Yeah, so, maybe.
Or how effective it'll be.
Effective it'll be. Classic old lady.
I thought it was hilarious. Like when you know, when we first started that one campaign you wanted to do where we were fighting in the arena or whatever.
Yeah.
And I made the lumberjack.
Yeah.
Everybody rolled all these epic characters. And they're like, I want to be a lumberjack. Okay, what does he do? He's just a lumberjack. You got the wrong guy.
Yeah. That was cool.
Like, no, you're an epic lumberjack. No, I'm just a lumberjack.
What class is everybody? I gotta think of a new class now.
Yeah. I don't know what class to roll anymore that's different, but it would still be interesting.
I did like your paladin.
Yeah. It's just difficult to roll a really nice character. Like, a character that's actually good. And for me, it is. It just seems boring and stupid. And then, but I guess that makes it a little more intriguing because it's actually something difficult to do. But I kind of got bored with it.
I miss Vlad.
Yeah.
Vlad back. Vlad's still alive.
Yeah, I think Vlad's pretty epic. Wyzik's starting to turn epic, too, though.
How long do we think this campaign's going to go on for?
I could make it go as long as you guys wanted it to go, honestly. Yeah. But I'd say you guys are more than halfway there, though.
We still have, what, several siblings to meet?
Two. You have two siblings left to meet. You're going to... Wildlands and Vonda, those are the last two. And I think they're both the females. The sisters. I don't have my paper in front of me or else.
We
I
could
tell
be
you
for
a
real treat then. Female gods, they could be
female gods.
Yep. Could be interesting.
So we don't have a bard right now in the group. I've played a bard before. We don't have a cleric.
No.
We do not have a sorcerer or a warlock either.
Not officially. You still got a warlock, don't you?
I don't.
It's Scorch.
Was he a warlock? That's what I was trying to remember.
Yes, he was a warlock.
Yeah. No, that wasn't Scorch. That was Roland.
Roland. Roland Papers.
Roland Papers. His friends call him Doobie.
But who was Scorch? Where does
Scorch was my evil character from the evil campaign. I liked Scorch.
Great Scorch back.
We never got to do the evil campaign, really.
He was a Dragonian barbarian.
What do warlocks do? Can't think of any warlock but from, like, the ones from World of Warcraft.
I think the main thing with warlocks in this is they get a... They get one of the followers or whatever. You get a little god guy with you. Huh. And that's how you get your powers.
Yeah, pact. Because
you're granted. You gotta
make a pact.
Yeah, you're granted them from your... your pact buddy.
That'd be interesting. I don't know how much I want to use magic again. I've been playing a wizard for a long time.
Yeah. That's the most difficult part is putting together a magic user.
It's funny is so I don't regularly play magic users either. Like, my first character was a rogue. Like, if I play video games or back in, like, World of Warcraft or anything like that, I'm never playing a magic. I never use magic.
Right.
And I end up playing this wizard for a really long time.
Well, he's got potential. Potential to get extremely strong. And you were getting pretty strong.
I was pretty strong, yeah. But I had, like, six people hitting me before my turn.
Yeah.
Well, and you took enough damage beforehand, too.
Yeah. I was level 7. I died at level 7.
You're one of the highest we've had.
I think Kadge is level 7.
Is Kadge at level 7 right now?
Mm-hmm.
What level was Vlad? Level 7, right?
I think Vlad is 7. Raylan is level 6.
Yeah. I don't think Corwin actually got that high. He didn't play Corwin enough.
Yeah. He kept jumping back and forth.
Corwin like actually died.
Corwin?
No, he became a vampire.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so we haven't had you on a Moment of Mediocrity yet. What do you think of this campaign so far? I know you missed a decent amount of it.
We missed a decent amount, but this has been a fun campaign. It's been interesting because it's a little different than what we've normally done. And it's interesting to be thinking about fighting the gods while going up against the god, or getting the gods' helps, but then also the group has just changed, and the turmoil within.
Yeah.
And but it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I feel like... Weidzik finally found a little bit of a purpose in this this campaign, as before he was kind of struggling to find himself.
Yeah, I was getting the feeling that you weren't real happy with Weidzik. Wasn't having a lot of fun with him, so I was hoping to get him a little more involved. And
I think I decided to take him a little bit different direction too, and just decided to have a little more fun with it, and so... Having both ways with it is made it a lot more fun to play with Weidzik.
Good. He's gonna end up turning epic, just like Vlad did.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if you can ever get as epic as Vlad was, but
Weidzik will probably get himself killed at some point.
You gotta do a lot of evil stuff to get yourself killed. Well, maybe yes, an NPC could kill him. I should have taken one of you down with me.
I don't know. My feud with Raylan could get bloody.
How many did I hit with my blight? You killed like 3 of them.
Counting yourself, 1.
Cast blight, kill them all, and then raise them. You finally actually raised a zombie and you didn't do anything with it.
I didn't get to my turn. I was on the axe on my turn.
Yeah, you didn't even get a chance to...
No.
You had too many against you.
You convinced me John was out there.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
So it's interesting that we actually turned Varius gay there. Like, legitimately started turning gay.
Pins are turning. He was probably gay the whole time.
Very well could have been.
He never was interested in women.
It must be a Vonda thing, huh?
Just a Vonda thing. We all swing that way.
Yeah. They're getting loud up there. Yeah, well, I have a moment and I'm thinking about it. I want to give a shout out to my buddy Nick B in the Shanty. He's got a podcast. He does the Seventh Layer podcast. Give him a shout out. I listen to all of his, and I know he's been listening to a bunch of ours, even though he's not into D&D. But he did say that he loved the last couple games.
He listened to them.
He's been listening to it. He listens to the Moments of Mediocrity, but he wasn't listening to the game so much because he's not a D&D fan. But I guess he did listen to the last set of them.
The last, yeah.
With Varius getting all...
The last two parts with John and that Moment of Mediocrity are all great.
Yeah. Yep.
Now it's just going to be boring story questing.
Or you're going to have to get another character and start being all silly and crazy.
Silly and crazy again. They're all the same.
Yeah. You got to find some weird new shtick and just run it. Run it into the ground until we all kill you again.
All my characters are evil comedy relief.
I love it.
Where's this one from? Also Vonda?
Here's the great warrior of Vonda.
The great bard of Vonda.
The great bard of Vonda. The great cleric of Vonda.
I'll probably never play cleric. That seems like the most boring class.
I liked my cleric that I played for a little while.
What do you need to do as a cleric? It's so boring.
I originally made my cleric and he was going to be a healer. That was the whole purpose, is I was just going to heal.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be a side character, because I didn't want to be mainline character. I wanted to be a side character, do goofy shit, and heal people. Just be in the background, healing people, and not really doing much damage. But then right at the same time, somebody else joined, and was a bard, and had, like, the exact same healing spells that I had.
I remember.
And then, so it was, like, completely pointless, so then I just became a battle cleric, and then... It got old at that point because I was doing basically the same shit that I was doing with a fighter or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I had some pretty decent spells same time. And yeah. Got bored with it at that point.
Playing an Eldritch Knight was cool. And my character wasn't like weirdo and upset with vampires.
Yeah.
That was a cool class.
Eldritch Knight.
I gotta figure out. I don't know. I still my monk character. I don't know if I'm gonna use him. I need to figure stuff out about monks. I don't know what I'm doing. I tried playing that one time and he was super weak. So.
Yeah, he was kind of weird too, wasn't he?
He had like astral arms and then like I could attack with them, but like the damage scaled with his wisdom or something. I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna play him.
Probably don't want to do another monk right now anyways.
I'll decide before the next game what new character I'll make. Get out the old character sheets and make something new.
I would like to run one where we all make characters that are completely min-maxed too.
Completely min-maxed strong as possible.
I think it would be interesting just to see how it goes.
Yeah. Like take the combat seriously.
Not necessarily. I just, like, and actually play the characters, like, you know, if you're a 5 or whatever, what is it? You're lower than 10, you're below average, right?
Yeah.
So above 10 would be, any higher than 10 would be above average at whatever. So if you're going to take all of your points and put them towards strength, then you're not going to have shit for wisdom. So you're going to be completely stupid.
Right.
So you got to play your character that way. So I think it would be interesting. You only have a certain amount of points you can actually put towards whatever. So obviously, if you're a fighter, you're going to put, you know, you're going to max out your strength and dexterity probably.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're going to have to take away from your wisdom and, you know, so you're going to have to play your points however you feel like. I think it could be interesting, but I understand it would probably end up being boring. But I think it could be interesting.
I think I like distributing points more than I do rolling for stats. I don't like rolling for stats.
Yeah, I get bored with the whole stat thing. I say rolling for points, but I think in the book, you have to have a minimum of something in each one or something. It's something weird like that. And I would prefer to do away with that and be able to max out one way and completely lower it. Because like we played Mutants and Masterminds over at the Baleses.
Yep.
And that's how I rolled my character. And I made him super, super strong. So I put all my points into this. And I just took negative points on, like, intelligence. So I played the guy completely stupid, but he was, like, super strong. And it was hilarious. I loved playing that character.
That's a cool game. Other than the fact that we'd have to learn new rules, that would have been a cool game to get more into.
Yeah. They weren't too awful different, but there were some interesting aspects to it.
We were doing weird shit in that game, too.
Yeah, especially me and you.
Yeah.
I've never played that before.
It's like superhero Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, it's superhero Dungeons & Dragons, basically.
I made a cyborg cypher ghost, and he could, like, spell stealth and stuff.
Yeah, I just made a super strong guy, and you can pick special, like, abilities that you can get, mm-hmm. and you can increase them as you get more points and stuff later on. And like one of mine was I could grow like 20 foot tall for so long. So yeah. I was all super strong and then I would just grow and then be like gigantic and beating the hell out of people. But I put everything towards that, but I was really stupid. So then I could just hit through stuff. It was wild.
I like my character a lot in that game.
Yeah. Do you still have the mask?
Yeah. I made that mask. What was that for? Was that for Halloween or something?
We did something for a Halloween game or something over there at their house.
Oh, yeah. I had the mask. Yeah, it's hanging up at my house, actually. I had it hanging on the...
Took a paper plate, basically. Made the mask.
It was pretty cool, though, the way it was made. Yeah. It worked.
I have to show them the picture sometime. He had like a lightning bolt or something with it.
On what?
Oh,
his face was like a... Oh, yeah, the hood.
The hood was a lightning bolt coming off of it.
Like a ghost tail. Cypher ghost. A ghost tail on his hood. That was cool. I like that character a lot.
Yeah, that was a fun game. It sucks we don't get to play that anymore. So I got an idea for battle, which I've been trying to figure out how to go about doing it. I'm wanting to try it this time.
Battle?
For changing up battle
a
little bit. So I'm interested to see how that's going to work and how you guys are going to end up liking it. I don't want to give it away just yet, but it's going to be different. It's going to be quite a bit different than what we've done before. I think it'll be fun, though. I get kind of bored with the rolling for initiative and stuff like that. I don't like that all the time.
Yeah.
I think that always seems weird.
Roll for initiative?
Yeah.
So you have an idea to change like a lot of battle or just like a little bit of it?
Probably more for big battles. Like taking on groups at a time.
Yeah.
Rather than taking on, you know, this five versus this five, roll for initiative, and everybody rolls, and then it go around the clock or whatever, and, you know, this person's turn, this person's turn, this person's turn, that guy's turn, that, you know, that just seems like such a weird concept to me. I mean, it works, but I don't know. You guys will see whenever if I end up doing it, but I'm looking into that.
You've piqued my interest.
Who knows? You guys might hate it. It might be completely stupid.
I'm still trying to think what class to play.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to use magic again. We have a juicer that doesn't use magic at all.
There's not much that doesn't use magic.
No, not really.
Fighter or barbarian, basically.
Rogue. We don't need another. We don't need another rogue.
We don't have a rogue right now except for
sometimes Tony, right? Sometimes Tony plays and she plays rogue. Or is she a paladin now? What was that?
I think she's got a couple different characters.
Yeah.
And my wife played a little bit, but she hasn't been a long time, and she played a rogue for a minute there. So I guess we don't have a rogue. My rogue was my first character. Another one.
I always wanted to play a rogue, but there's always been another rogue, so I never bothered. I always thought that would be a cool one. And honestly, I joke around about hating the
Ranger,
but I would totally roll a Ranger if it wasn't for the fact that we always had at least one in our group, and at times we had two or three of them at a time.
Ranger's high up on my list, too. I like archery. I think it'd be super cool. You could specialize as a Ranger and, like, dual wield, and you get, like, a pet companion. I feel like it'd be super cool. But, yeah, we've always had a Ranger. It was high up on my list of classes to try out, but I've never gotten around to it because we always had a Ranger.
Right. If not, two of them, and they're always super powerful and everything, so it ends up being, pointless to roll one.
Are you going to bring the Paladin back, you think?
If I ever play again.
Yeah.
I don't know when that's going to be.
Whenever somebody else fights a campaign.
Yeah.
Bridget, you gonna do anytime soon?
No, I don't think. I think Bridget's done. I think she got burnt out on it last time she played, the last time she DM'd. And
I assume you'll be writing a campaign soon, Matt.
I do have an idea for one.
Really?
So, but.
Do it. Do it.
I don't know. It could be.
You could do one, and it doesn't have to be that long. If you could, like, try it out for one game, if you really didn't like it, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, you can do roll a one shot if you want.
Yeah. I have an idea. I just don't know if I have enough background information. Because it could be fun, though.
Enough background, like book knowledge type stuff of the game, or
past. I have an idea for past knowledge that you guys have played,
okay,
and stories and lore that I have heard.
For story and lore, like, I'm never, like, really concerned about it.
I stopped.
We just make up stuff as we go.
Right. So
all the best stuff we ever did was shit we made up out on the fly as we were going along.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, I didn't plan for John, you know, didn't plan for any of that.
Yeah.
That all just happened, and now that's probably going to be part of the lore that's going to continue.
I mean, what other lore do we have? Queen of Vonda, Jack of Knives, Steve the Barbarian.
Yeah.
All that shit doesn't matter, though. You can do whatever you want. Like,
yeah.
If I write a campaign later, I'll just write around what we have right now anyway. Like,
yeah. Bridget's whole campaign, she went and started up a whole other island that's like a magical island that nobody can get to unless you're like go through a certain portal or however she had that set up, and that's her whole thing. It had nothing to do with any of the other stuff, so I mean, you can totally do anything you want. Technically, James has the whole other side of the earth. Just like,
and he writes games. I don't know, like, where some of his games are. Like, sometimes we jump on islands and stuff.
Well, and then we had that one that was the spaceships and stuff. That was.
I wasn't a part of that one. I don't know what that's about.
That was crazy.
Yeah. What character was I playing? I don't remember what character I was playing when we did that.
I was definitely Vlad when we were.
Yeah, you were Vlad. That was like. That was your first game, wasn't it?
One of the first, yeah.
So I thought that was on the place where we met you and Katja.
Yeah, you're right.
And then, yeah, and I ended up finding some, it ended up being a spaceship.
Right.
That was in the ocean. And I found it and, like, found a way inside of it and then found a way to turn it on and fly it and flew up out of the ocean. But he wouldn't let me fly it very far, and I wrecked it.
Yeah.
That was wild. That was wild. But, yeah. All right, so we're going on, like, 35 minutes now. You guys good with this, or you got any more you want to talk about?
Probably not right now. Playing the Grey Wizard of Mondo was great and a lot of fun, but he was chaotic and super evil. I knew he would die at some point, so it's not really like, oh, well, he's dead. Like, it's a big sad, but he's died before. He's died before. This isn't the first time.
This is the first time on the podcast.
Yeah. First time on the podcast.
You are officially the first player character to die on the podcast.
Yeah, first one to die. I'll probably be the next one to die, too. It'll mostly be my deaths for a while.
Start rolling characters every week. Every time. Have a new character die every week.
I think I've killed you more than anybody.
Yeah. You've killed me more times than you have actual enemies.
Yes.
He won't be back this time. Probably. Maybe.
Problems.
Never say never.
If he does, it's got to be like your head on some
like
weird
donkey
body
head
or something. Your body, your head will be found by the tinkers and
robot body. I am now Mecha Varius.
I love it. I think that's where you should roll with the next
one. Mecha Varius. Only the other players are going to be okay with that.
It will be awesome. Mecha Varius, so you can have, like, it's almost like you dual spec or whatever. You're going to be a barbarian and a wizard. So you're going to have wizard spells, but you're going to have barbarian body type shit with metal.
A super strong wizard. Now that could be interesting.
Yeah.
Load my cannons. Mecha Varius is going into assault mode.
Oh, Mecha Varius with machine guns.
Just wait until they mirror images with the machine guns.
Oh, shit.
John, I have returned.
Love me or face the consequences. You thought that rope was bad.
Come, build a blanket fort with me. Alright. But yeah. Varius will be sad, sorely missed.
Man, unless entertainment value-wise, yeah.
Yeah, unless you bring him back as Mecha Varius, which I'm not against.
Which I'm not against.
I'm not against Mecha Varius. Close the book on that chapter, but any last parting words for anybody?
No.
No. No.
No.
I'm ready to roll next week.
Ready to roll next week?
What are you doing next week?
Rolling next week.
What are you rolling to?
Rolling this game.
Rolling another game next week.
All right, well, let's do it. All right.
But until next time, good night.
When there's trouble, they'll say our name. Not that bad, kind of okay. We'll help out, but only for pay.